from shadow to light, from death to life, from sadness to joy, from graveyard to garden, from being lost to being found, from hatred to love, from night to morning, from silence to alleluias. Everything has turned around, and today we celebrate and let go a little to breathe in new life, to enjoy the light, to share the good news and worship the risen Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Hi, and welcome to St. Ninian's Church in Stonehouse. My name is Stuart and I get to be the minister here. We're so glad that you could join us to celebrate this Easter morning, to celebrate the good news that Jesus is alive.
Reading from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. But as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that and the things that he had said to her.
Remember the conversation about the new normal, where we all tried to imagine what it would be like when we were allowed back out into the world again, as if we would simply leave everything behind by stepping over the threshold. That's not how it works. No matter how good it was to be able to see each other again and to go to events and to come to church together, any new normal works its own way into lives just a little bit at a time. Liz Crumlish writes, "It trickles in slowly, just like the soft light of dawn. It's not the sudden trumpet fanfare that we have made it, but a slow, gentle unfurling. It was dark. Not even morning yet when Mary went to the tomb." But this is John's gospel, and we know that by now, darkness is about much, much more than the time of day. Let's not sentimentalise this story. Mary is traumatised. How could she not be? She had watched the whole thing. She had stood witness to the person who had turned her whole life around completely. This man she knew to be the Son of God, be tortured in the most inhumane way imaginable, flogged and scourged and nailed to a cross on a garbage heap. She had waited with his mother. What mother should have to endure that? She waited as the men disappeared, afraid for their own lives, and rightly so. She waited, her heart breaking as his last words were whispered, "It is finished." They took him down. It was Nicodemus along with Joseph of Arimathea who brought the spices and the linen for burial. They hurriedly laid him in a nearby tomb because the Sabbath was about to begin. And then Mary waited in the darkness of shock and confusion and hurt. All the things that she'd witnessed, all the things that she had lost. Have you ever found yourself standing somewhere and not really knowing why? Just knowing that there wasn't anywhere else to go? Mary knew that feeling. Walking through the darkness, heading towards, well, the only place that made any sense. Towards the place where her grief was located. Towards the place where Jesus was. And it was dark. When she gets there, it's even worse than she could imagine. The stone has been rolled back. Another indignity. They've taken his body away. She runs to tell the other disciples what she's found, and Peter and the other disciple run to the tomb wondering. They've seen dead man walking before. Remember, Lazarus came out of the tomb wrapped in his grave clothes, but they find the linen cloth lying there, so it's not the same. Besides, Jesus was the one who did the raising, and there's nobody who can do that sort of thing now. So the men go home, leaving Mary to weep outside the tomb, alone. When Mary returns to the tomb, she finds it now occupied by two men in dazzling white. "Woman, why are you weeping?" they ask. "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him." All she wants is to know what happened to Jesus. She needs a place to mourn, to sit with her grief and express her sorrow. After all she's endured, will even that simple request be denied to her? When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." People often ask why Mary didn't recognise Jesus. She'd known him for 3 years. She spent so much time with him, being with him, around him, watching him, listening to his every word. He was the one who transformed her life, driving out demons that possessed her every thought. She, perhaps more than anyone, knew him, but she watched him die. There's no part of her imagination that could begin to fathom how there was any coming back from that. The last time she saw him, he was broken and battered. Of course she didn't recognise him. How could she? Mary. Mary, in this Gospel of John, the resurrection isn't a triumphant declaration that he has risen. There's no fanfare, no choir of angels singing hallelujahs, just one word, a name, her name, Mary. And in that moment, she recognises that this is her Lord. Mary. It's that word, Mary. And the darkest of darkness is dispelled and the light dawns. John's Gospel is a story of recreation. The Word was there at the beginning of all things, who spoke the world into being and cannot die because the Word is light. The Word is life and the darkness can never overcome it. Mary does what any one of us would do when we thought we'd lost someone but now they're found. She wants to hold on. To grasp him and hold him close, both to make sure he's real and make sure that he doesn't get taken away again. I wonder if what he says to her is lost in translation. "Do not hold on to me." It seems harsh, unkind, even so out of character. I don't think it's an instruction to stop hugging Jesus. It's something much more profound. Jesus has freed Mary's mind once before, and I think at this moment he's trying to do it again. I think he's telling Mary not to grasp on to those memories of the last few days. Stop doing what you're doing. There's no need for it now. Everything has changed. And to live into the reality of this resurrection life, you need to let go of what has been. Things will be different now. And maybe that's the hardest part of all of this. Perhaps we don't find the idea of Jesus being raised from the dead that difficult to get our heads around anymore. But this letting go of a whole way of life, all that has been, that's hard. The kingdom of God stands in opposition to all that has happened. It stands opposed to greed, to the abuse of power, to grasping for position, to the love of money, to betrayal, to denial, to lies and political ambition, to fear and hatred, and to violence. The kingdom of God stands in opposition to death. The risen Christ is the embodied reality of that opposition. Jesus is calling on Mary to leave all of that, all of our memories of all that world behind, because the new world is not only possible, it's real. That new world, this resurrection world, needs us to be all in, not looking back, not half-hearted, not tentative, but all the way in. Why? Because light wins. Life wins. Because love wins. Always.
No more guilt.
Let us pray. Jesus is risen. He is not here. The world is once more celebrating and alleluias fill the air. Death is defeated and love has won. We are so grateful for all that Jesus has done for us. And we are humbled by the unconditional love you have revealed for us through him. Almost 2,000 years later, we are still learning what it means to be your beloved children. We are still discovering more and more about the depth of your love and your desire to walk with us day by day. We are thankful for all the women and men who faced their fears and unbelief and bravely shared the story of resurrection. To all who witnessed to the risen Christ, then and now. Your love is needed as much as ever today. Help us to be the witnesses taking out the good news through our words and actions. In our daily living and loving service, we remember those people who live in fear today. May they cling to the hope that love will overcome. We hold those people who face physical, emotional or spiritual pain or abuse today. May your peace surround and comfort them. We pray for those people who have yet to discover the good news of your love. Help us to draw them to you so that they may share in our joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen.
Light wins. Life wins. Love wins always. Jesus is not here. He is risen. He's risen everywhere, all the time. So let's go and share this wonderful news. Let's shout it from the rooftops. Let's be bold. Let's be brave as we go. And may we dwell in the Father's delight. Share in the new risen life of Jesus. And walk with the joy of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us and around us this resurrection day and always.
Keep you. May